President Trump and First Lady Melania have COVID-19.
And the first presidential debate between President Trump and Joe Biden was last week. Remember that?
All that and more, only on this episode of the Midday Mumbles podcast. Welcome back to episode 48 of the Midday Mumbles podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And okay, it's been a busy week. Let's be honest.
It's been a weird week. It's been a not great week for America, I think.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're getting through this. At least it's a lot of things to talk about on the podcast.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. When all this stuff comes out, I'm just thinking podcast week is going to be epic. But yeah, it's been a productive week. A lot's happened. Well, technically, when this comes out, it'll be last week, but doesn't matter. So let's start out with the debates. The debates were this week, and holy shit. What was that? I mean,
that was a train wreck is what that was.
Personally, I've been looking forward to this for a long time because like 2016 debates, it was awesome. You know, him and Hillary Clinton duking it out. And that's what I was expecting with this. And honestly, I was disappointed in the end. Like, I was watching it. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Well,
these are two children bickering.
Yeah. I think you have to wait and give it another debate. Give it another debate. Don't let yourself have conclusions yet, because that was an absolute, that was just a train wreck of a debate. And I think really what that turned into, or why that was such a train wreck, was the guy who was questioning him, I'm blanking on the name.
Chris Wallace.
He was not doing a good job at keeping them on topic and keeping them from talking over each other. And I think the strategies, both sides came with a strategy, right? That's obvious. I think Joe Biden's strategy was study hard on talking points about Trump is bad. Trump is bad. Look at how bad Trump is. Trump is a racist. That was his talking points. That's what he came prepared with. And that's how he turned every single talking point he was asked to into. He was just like, oh yeah, Trump is a racist. That's what I think about that. And he's like, no, I'm asking you a question of how you're going to handle healthcare. And he's like, yeah, Trump is so bad.
Are you going to stack the court? You know, like,
right. He didn't even answer that. He didn't even answer if he wanted to stack the court, if he wanted to add more justice to the court. And that's major. And he didn't answer that.
And a filibuster, too.
Right. He wants to increase the size of the court. That's what he wants. But that's not what the American people want.
Right.
It's actually very bipartisan, shockingly bipartisan, that no one wants a bigger Supreme Court, because it doesn't really make a ton of sense.
After the debates, there was a lot of imagery surfacing of Biden potentially wearing like a wire type of thing where the microphone was like down, you know, in his sleeve. And you could see it because apparently there was a wire coming out of his suit. And he actually apparently refused to do like a, you know, making sure his ears didn't have anything in them or anything. It was a little weird. But I personally, and I don't know if I believe this or not, because let's be honest, that could have been doctored.
I don't think that's the case.
I don't think he was sharp enough to have that, because he just stood there. He actually had a good, because Trump kept interrupting him, so he couldn't say anything. I wish Trump would have just kept cool, like he did with the 2016 debate, and just let Joe Biden dig his own grave.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because let's be honest, Joe Biden would have dug his own grave unless Trump had suspicions of that wire, and that's why Trump didn't want him to talk.
Sure. I think if Biden had a wire, his talking points would have been, they would have been so on point if he had a wire. He would have had someone that was really knowledgeable telling him exactly what to say, and he would have,
but
it would
but
have been
maybe,
spot on.
Maybe their strategy was that, you know, they, Trump had come out and was making himself look like a, I mean, let's be honest, the left think they won this debate.
That's true.
And
I mean,
maybe they heard how Trump was talking, or it was like, you know, just, you're fine. And maybe they were like, talk on the racist points, talk on this point, talk about the economy. etc. Because I mean, he did. Trump made himself look bad.
Well, I'll tell you how the left won that debate. And they didn't win the debate if you watch all of it. If you're a person that watched right. the debate, Trump won by a little bit. Because Trump
he gave actual
more,
answers.
Right. He gave real answers. So Trump won right. in that regard. But the left won in their own regard. They won that because Trump had a lot of points where he sounded like a real jerk. He sounded like a terrible person because he Trump? Was interrupting. He had a few spots. If you watch the whole thing, it's not so bad. But if that's all you watch of it,
oh yeah,
then Trump sounds like a terrible person.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that's the clips that get surfaced. That's the clips that go on CNN is the one where Trump sounds bad. And Joe Biden is speaking and it sounds clear and good. And that's all that they show. Because I was watching some clips preparing for this, and most all the news media groups, they all just have the points where it's like Biden, it's like, shut up, Trump, and like those ones. Because Trump was talking over him.
And one of the things Biden said is, you're the worst president in history, or he couldn't even get that word out.
They gave that too, but they didn't put any of the real talking points in there. They didn't show a single one of the times where Biden refused to answer the question.
The problem is that with this debate, Trump gave actual answers to questions. He didn't answer all the questions. One of the most notable was the tax. Did you pay $750 in taxes?
Right. But
and he was honest, you know. But let's be honest. Okay, let me speak on that point. Trump is a billionaire. He's a businessman. Billionaires, if you're going to tell me for 1 second that Jeff Bezos doesn't avoid taxes or Warren Buffett, I'm going to laugh in your face.
Well,
because they spend
I think
millions on accountants to save any dollars they can. That's just how it goes. Trump.
Right. And Trump,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Obviously, I think Trump obviously needs to be able to come up with a strategy for how to portray that information so it doesn't paint him bad, which is what was being looked for in that question. But also, he explained it perfectly. If you're not watching the clips and you watch the real thing, Trump explained it spot on. He said, before I was a president, I was a businessman. I was a private businessman. And I obviously, like all other businessmen out there, I'm going to choose the path that gives me advantages. I'm going to take advantage of the loopholes in the system to make more profit because I'm a businessman. That was before he was ever even looking into being president. So he gave the perfect answer because it's the truth. And it's what's obviously the truth. And that's what everyone does. So him saying that isn't... And to be fair, and to be completely honest... Those were the loopholes that were in there from the Obama administration, which Biden was a part of. So
and there's
clearly,
always loopholes.
Right. So clearly they're not really hurting these businesses like they show they are, like they say they are. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to take the money from the businesses and give it back to the people. That's not
billionaires,
what they do.
Billionaires
they build
saving
systems
money.
With loopholes.
But the thing is, billionaires saving money on taxes just makes it so they can pay their employees higher. Like, let's be honest. Just because Trump is saving money in taxes doesn't mean he's not reinvesting that into his business. And that's what I think is crazy about the government wanting more and more money with taxes, because if businesses had more money, they could reinvest. They could pay their employees more money. They could invest into projects that are going to hire more people, create more jobs. And it's a fancy so when the government is like, "Oh, we need to raise taxes on the top 1%," right? When you hear Bernie Sanders saying that, he's really saying the government wants the money so that the government can do what they want with it rather than these companies creating more and more jobs. Because let's be honest, Amazon, for instance, they pay billions in taxes. How many jobs would that create? Right? I mean, potential jobs.
Right. I mean, I feel like it makes more sense to tax the job holder. You know, tax the like an actual person's income than tax a business revenue.
Right.
Because businesses use their money to work on their business and build their business and do things with it. It doesn't make sense for a business to just create a huge stockpile unless, I mean, maybe for like a rainy day type fund.
Right.
Where they, you know, the markets shift and change and they can't always be perfect. So have some money set aside. But I would say businesses generally use it or you know, I mean, the CEOs obviously make a lot of money. All the people that are in the business need to make money, and that's where the money goes. So tax it there. Don't tax it in the business.
But even if an executive makes, you know, an extra $10 million salary, I know I'm saying an extra $10 million.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. But even if they make that, they're going to spend it. They're going to spend it. It's going to go back in the economy. That's just how economics works.
They're going to go and they're going to buy a yacht. And a yacht is made by lots of people.
And I think this is probably the easiest way to solve poverty. Lower the taxes, right? Lower the taxes for these top companies, the Fortune 500 companies, even the small companies, even small businesses. Lower the taxes, lower the tax rates. And more jobs are going to be created. Therefore, more people are going to be working. Therefore, less people are going to be living on the streets. If you want to tax them an okay tax rate, you know, maybe, I don't know, 10% or whatever, that's fine. Like, I don't see anything wrong with that. But when you're taking it from the businesses that create jobs, I find that pretty scummy. But anyway, we are kind of getting off track here.
And before we go back to the debate topic exactly, I just want to mention that that's why all the companies run to places like Dubai and China,
Mexico,
and all these places, because they're trying to avoid our steep taxes, even though they would would love being in America if they could.
Even Maine, like we had the governor on, and he was telling us that, like, and I think it's crazy, like we have what, a 6% tax rate, and people are moving people don't want to come, billionaires, because they're asking for like a 4%. What's 2%? Like, really, you're like, all this billions of dollars in revenue, you're gonna kiss that goodbye over 2%? Like, that's just pathetic to me, but it doesn't matter. The debate. It was a shit show, I'm gonna be honest. It was crazy.
I started this with talking about strategies, and I think Biden's strategy was to really attack Trump as much as he could. And I think Trump's strategy, I don't think what Trump was doing was representative of who he is or how he holds his policies. He's a hard nose for sure. But I don't think Trump is unreasonable or you know, he's not. And I think he would be respectful and let Biden speak. But I think he came into this with a strategy of really just keep hammering on Biden and get him to collapse.
Keep getting the questions.
I think that was his hope.
And I think Biden did to an extent. Like, towards the end, his answers were very like, all he wanted to do was insult Trump. Oh, you're the worst president in this history country, you know. Yeah, and then the whole Hunter Biden thing, he brought that up.
Right.
And he's like, you're lying, man. You know, come on, man. I don't think he said come on, man, I don't know.
He probably said come on, man. I mean, that's a Biden line right there.
He called him a stupid or dumber. A clown was one of them.
He called him a clown and he told him to shut up.
What a bad insult.
You can't go on public TV and
call the president
of the United States a clown.
To be fair, though, Donald Trump has probably called people worse.
I mean, maybe he was acting...
Rosie O'Donnell.
a little clownish. Maybe a little. I mean... Yeah. I don't think his strategy worked. I think he had the strategy hoping to collapse Biden and make him look like a fool. But he could have done that so much better if he just didn't speak and let Biden just crumble at every single chance of answering a real question. If he didn't interrupt him and get him to change the topic, what Trump interrupting Biden did was allow Biden a place to divert the question to. When really, Biden should have had to sit there with the question just looming over him and like, how do I answer this? If I answer how I want to answer, how I'm actually going to act, I'm going to lose voters. But there's nothing to run away with it. So it's either just insult Trump, which would be obvious what he's doing, or answer the question, which would make him lose voters. And that's what Trump should have let Biden do. But he gave Biden an out by interrupting him the whole time. He gave Biden a place to just complain. So, this question, I don't know the right way to answer this that won't hurt me. Trump, shut up. Trump, stop interrupting me. Trump, you're a clown.
Trump, shut up. Yeah.
How am I supposed to work with this?
These were like playground insults. Like this.
Yeah.
This wasn't the place.
It was really like watching two children, fight yeah. with in front of each other in front of mom, and mom doesn't even know how to contain the two kids. It's like, no, it's just the PS4, okay? You can have 2 hours and you get 2 hours, and then you know.
So let's talk about the moderator. The moderator, Chris Wallace from Fox News. You know, he's a Democrat, but he's been getting a lot of criticism for not controlling. I'm gonna be honest with you, I think Chris Wallace did the best job he could. You know, like, what are you going to do? You're going to tell the president, you're in a timeout. You know, you really can't enforce that. You know, I think it's difficult.
I disagree entirely. I think that the questions that Chris Wallace asked were very good. I think all the questions were spot on and they were non-biased.
But he didn't follow up, though.
I think his job at containing the two was very bad. He could have done so much better. He didn't even try. He only ever was hard on Trump. He would stop Trump from speaking, but he would always give it to Biden. And anytime Biden
didn't really
was speaking,
speak a whole lot though.
He would try his hardest to get Trump to stop talking. He was very favorative towards Biden in the way he behaved, but his questions were very non-biased. So I think the reason for that is because he comes from Fox News. And he obviously didn't create all those questions. Fox News did. Someone in Fox created those questions. Maybe
he
created
them. He created them. Yeah.
No way. There's no way.
Yeah. The moderators
really?
Always. Yeah. The moderators
the,
always.
Are the moderators
the
ones that?
Yeah. They don't show it to anyone. He even said that in the start of the debate.
Okay.
Like,
then,
you can't do that. You can't show people the
then
questions
because
then the campaign
I guess I'm
could.
Wrong.
Yeah. But
so then. Because the questions were very good. The questions
they were very
were,
good. The questions were good.
So maybe he did just have a hard time moderating. Maybe it was just...
He didn't do a good job following up on questions. Like,
no.
He should have really cracked down on both Biden and Trump. And with the taxes, he should have said to Trump, what are you saying with this? And then he should have said with Biden on like the stacking the Supreme Court. He should have said... And even that same night, Kamala Harris was on I think it was MSNBC... And she was asked the same question, and she wouldn't answer that either. So it's even she apparently pissed off some Democrats too, because a majority of Americans don't want the Supreme Court stacked. It's most of the radical left, like it's just the radical left that want this stacked because they want to ensure that there's going to be liberals in power in the judicial system.
Right. They don't want a court that's a Republican majority. And they'll try their hardest to make sure that doesn't happen.
So it's a crazy situation. But as far as the debate, though, I mean, I think one of the biggest things that really got me was Trump was like, this guy, I know, Biden was like, this guy isn't presidential. You know, and I say this all the time. I say Trump is kind of the guy that's actually doing what the American people are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's fighting back. Biden would, you know, if Biden had it his way, he'd be there talking about the same old talking points he's been saying since 1972. You know, he'd be like, yeah, we need to do this with the economy. You know what I mean? Like, he not the same talking points, but he, you know, the same style, like the politician style. And Trump isn't like that. Trump came in like a wrecking ball, but at the same time, Trump didn't do a good job. Trump was like, he said stuff about, he was just quick jabs. It was like a quick jab.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as this being the first debate, this is one of the highest rated, you know, television events of the year.
Oh, I will be honest. I was watching it with like a group of my friends over a Discord call, and it was the funniest hour and a half of television I have ever watched in my life.
But the problem is, Isaac.
It was funny.
It's going to be a huge turndown.
How disorderly. And just chaotic and just terrible. All of it was hilarious. It's a great watch. You won't regret actually watching it instead of watching clips because it is just astounding how it came out. I would have never expected it.
Well, the problem is, and this is the problem, many Americans aren't going to be re-watching the second debate, if there even is a second debate, because I could just see the Biden team pulling out at this point.
Sure.
And the truth is that with what Trump did on this first debate, because like, to be honest with you, I would have gone in with a different strategy if I were Trump. I would have gone in with the strategy of making Biden talk himself into a hole, and Trump answering the questions, you know, like what people actually care about. you know, like the economy and COVID-19. And, you know, these are questions that the American people actually want to know at this point. And Biden, you know, all Biden's saying is, he didn't even really answer that many questions.
Right. If hindsight is always 20/20, though, Gage. That's the big thing. So, sure, you can say, well, you should have done this better. You should have done this better. And the plan was definitely, his strategy was definitely bad. It was a bad strategy.
Yeah.
But I can maybe see how they thought it was a good strategy moving into it.
And you know, fair
before
enough.
Any debates.
But the problem is, if this is like, if Trump wants to win re-election, he needs to make sure that his public image with these debates
he needs
are the
to
best
look
image. Squeaky
perfect.
Clean. Yeah, he needs to look perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And he needs to go on there and look like a star and have everyone be like, wow, that's the president of the United States. You know,
I think like I read 100 million people watch this debate. And if I'm being honest, let's say only 50% of those people come back. Let's say 50 million people watch the next debate. Mm-hmm. That's 50% loss of potential voters. And that's the biggest thing. Sure, they're going to see clips on YouTube. Sure, they're going to see people talking about it the day after. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, like you saw with the debate clips that we just saw, most of them were taken out of context to make Biden look like the winner. Mm-hmm. So no, there's going to be no definitive answer, you know, who won, especially with the media taking shit out of context. So I just feel like Trump really should have done an amazing job with this one because of the fact that it was going to have the most viewers. And I just don't think he did a good job. And I have a feeling he's going to make a lot of people either vote for the Libertarian Party or the independent candidate, or hell, not vote at all.
Right. That is a major concern of mine. Because the Libertarian nominee is intriguing. She's intriguing. I really don't know much about her. But I think people from both sides, both parties, are going to wind up trying to vote for her. I see daily Facebook posts about her. And that really concerns me. Not because... So think of it this way. No matter what, it's always going to be Trump or Biden that wins this. That is how it goes. No independent wins the presidency. It's never been close. So all that happens when you vote for the independent party,
it takes away from the main candidates.
It takes it away from the main candidates. So you're not voting for Trump is what happens. It's not that you're voting for what even is her name? I'm blanking on it.
Joe Jorgensen.
Yeah, it's not like you're voting for her. You're voting not Trump. And that's essentially a vote for Biden in its own sort of weird backwards way. So That's my concern. I'm afraid, and
I get it. And I think most people get it. And that's why I always talk about the doing away with parties, because it's always going to be like this. It's either going to be a Democrat or Republican that wins. And that's a fact.
I think the end of the presidential election, or you know, when it's right there and people are voting, it should always be two people. It should be narrowed down to two people.
Right.
Because it's just not great for the American people to have one that they think could be it, and they're just ending up shooting themselves in the foot because, well, I would prefer Trump over Biden, but I really don't love either of them, so I'm going to go with the Libertarian Party.
Exactly.
And
you might as well
vote
for...
In the end, they're going to wind up with Biden because they would be typically a Republican voter.
Right. So, I don't know. It's a sticky situation. I have a feeling that a lot of people just aren't going to vote this year, but at the same time, I feel like this is going to be a record turnout as well. Like, I'm 50-50 on the fence because I hear a lot of people talking about just not voting. And I hear a lot of people talking about how they're going to go vote because they don't want Trump or Biden in office.
I think all the people that say, no, I'm not going to go voting, are the people that generally don't choose to vote anyways. But I think that there are going to be some people that generally don't vote that are going to vote because it's a very, very big election.
You got to admit, though, there are a lot of people that just aren't voting in general this year because of it being too controversial.
But I think those kinds of people are the ones that always don't vote. If you're afraid of controversy, then you're afraid of elections and you're afraid of politics in general, because politics is the most controversial and
I mean,
cutthroat type of thing. You, the second you say a political opinion, 50% of people love you and 50% of people hate you. And right. that's just how it goes. That's how we experience things on this podcast. We have people that say terrible things to us, and we have people that say great things to us.
I think that's why Brody left.
Yeah, it's political. So it's
too controversial, too hot.
It's a brutal game, but yeah,
it is. It is. It's a brutal game, and
but it's so important. It's right. so important.
Yeah, it is. It's 100% important, and without it, our democracy just doesn't function correctly. So, I mean, really what this comes down to is, I mean, I thought the debate was a disaster, I'm going to be honest, and I'm hoping that the vice presidential debate, which is this week, next week, is good. I think it's next Thursday.
I think that's that going to be really a matter. Big win for right. the Trump campaign, because Mike Pence
versus Kamala yeah. Harris. Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
That's going to be interesting.
For some reason,
who's
I had
the vice president again.
Yeah. Like, wait, am I saying this right? It's been a long week. Sorry, guys. But no, Mike Pence, he's a really good speaker. He really has his stuff together. So I think that's going to be a very good watch. And I think it's going to be a very big win for the Trump campaign. Now, just hopefully the next Trump v. Biden debate, Trump goes in with a better plan. He doesn't just try to derail Biden the whole time. And I really hope that people don't skip on that one. I really hope people watch that one too, like they did
yeah,
the first
watch it.
One.
100%.
Because the first one was just, it was a terrible representation for both candidates. They both looked awful.
Right.
And the reality of it is it's going to be one of those two candidates. So we need to give them another shot and just pick whoever is better. I'm going to believe Trump is better no matter what, but to the general, you know, in the middle type of person,
general
it's
consensus.
So important for you to actually really know how these people are and really figure it out. And the right. first debate told those people nothing. I think right. it told them, no. wow, we are screwed.
Exactly.
And I think that's unfair for both candidates.
I think this is a good place to end the segment. So now a word from our sponsor.
Well, Trump has COVID now.
Oh my god.
I
heard about this yesterday. And I thought it was a meme actually. I didn't think he actually had COVID. I didn't even see his tweet. And no, on the news there's a breaking news story. Trump and Melania have coronavirus. So yeah, he's in the Walter Reed hospital right now. Mm-hmm. He's going to be in there for a few days. So this episode when it comes out, he'll still be in there. And honest to God, I was very impressed. Democrats and Republicans came together. I know it's just a stunt, but Biden was like, I hope he gets better. And, you know, this isn't a partisan sure. moment. This is an American moment. And I know that's just a political stunt, but it still was nice to hear from the mm-hmm. potential next president. And I turned on the news and I was disgusted because the news is giving the Trump campaign the Trump administration shit for not telling the American people anything. Cause I mean, they literally, and I was laughing because I was watching CBS and they had like a one loop video of the helicopter on the front lawn. Like it was just a loop. And she's like, I don't know what's going to happen, but you know, we're hoping to hear more. But then she's like, I don't understand. You know, the American people are worried sick and they're not giving us any information. Like they were pissed off because they didn't have news to report on. I think it was pretty petty, if you ask me.
I mean, sure. I do believe Trump is still continuing to work even through.
Yeah, he is.
He's still working hard.
Yeah.
And I think that's a real show of integrity. And also,
but I wonder if he gets like too bad, if Mike Pence will have to be sworn in.
I don't think he's going to get too bad. I think if you look at the percentages of people that are affected by COVID, and it's a lot worse. It's a lot worse for old people. And Trump is old. He's in that bracket where it starts to get kind of scary. But if you look at the other general people in that age group, there's a lot of people who are a lot worse off. And those are the people that die from COVID.
Right.
Trump generally seems like he's pretty healthy. He's a little overweight, but generally pretty healthy. You know, I think he's going to get through it. I really am not worrying.
Oh my God. I don't know. I don't think he's that overweight, but yeah.
Well, no. That's what I've heard. Just browsing through, whatever online.
The doctors say, oh, you're like 2 pounds overweight. You're obese. I don't know. But he has COVID now, him and Melania, and I'm hoping the best for him, really. I really
wouldn't worry about it.
I mean
it's a concern. It's a concern.
Okay.
But
so one of the biggest things was and we can kind of go back on the debate with this one, but they were talking about masks, and with this whole thing happening, since Trump and Melania have COVID, all the Democrats are like, well, this is karma for not wearing masks. And I mean, this could have happened to anyone. And I've heard some theories that, someone spiked his drink at the debates and shit like that.
Oh, I doubt that. That would be
COVID.
That would be so unlikely. I mean, it's if someone was aiming to do that, I don't think they would spike it with COVID. I think they would spike it with like actual poison and kill him.
Maybe this is just a stunt to make him look like a hypocrite, though.
Maybe. And maybe that's the only way you can get away with it, sort of deal, if it's something that isn't directly lethal.
But the problem is, though, that people are saying, oh, he doesn't wear a mask, karma. Well, let's rewind to February.
I've seen plenty of Trump pictures where he's wearing a mask. He just doesn't wear a mask when he obviously doesn't need one. Like when he's very far away from people. I mean, sure, when he's giving speeches or anything like that, he's got the people behind him, and no one's wearing a mask, but those are the people he's working with anyways. He's the president. They get tested every day.
They get multiple tests every day, so it's pretty safe in the White House. But apparently many politicians have this were in close chambers with him, and I heard a rumor that Chris Christie, who helped Trump on his debate strategy, was may have symptoms of COVID, but by the sounds of it, he just has a fever and a cough, so it doesn't really seem that bad. But apparently COVID can snap just like that and turn into a completely different thing, so only time will tell. And I'm hoping the best for him, really, because
so far what I've heard is he's looking like he's getting a milder case of it, right, and he's going to be fine. And also, if anyone in the entire world is going to survive anything, it's going to be the president of the United States.
Trump,
he's going
to
get the best health service anyone could get.
Not only is he the leader of the free world, one of the most powerful politicians in the world, however, he is also a billionaire.
I would say one of the biggest shows of how important Trump is and how important he is to the world's economy is how him being diagnosed with COVID affected the stock market.
Oh yeah.
Whew.
I had a good week on the stock market, but I did see a little hit from that, but not major.
Right. No, but it did hurt the whole stock market, Trump being diagnosed with COVID. And that just shows that people are truly worried that no Trump means damage to the market.
And I wonder if this could work out for Trump, because one of Biden's biggest things was that the economy came from Biden and Obama and how they built it up. But considering the fact that when Trump was elected, the stock market hit its all-time high that same day, and now that he's diagnosed with COVID, I think it's actually tied with Trump.
Sure. I think the proof is really in the pudding and how these business people are reacting to certain things, and they trust that Trump is going to make things better for them, and that if there's no Trump, that they're screwed. And that's what's important. What matters is how the business people are reacting to it and how the business people believe in where they stand on things. Because we want them in America. We don't want them running away to other countries. So we need them to, believe in whoever the president is, and we need them to stay in America.
And without these businesses, I mean, the economy is going to crash. So, yeah, I mean, it's important, and I'm kind of happy because this. I'm not happy that he has COVID, but I'm happy that this might actually work itself out if you think about it, because this is going to prove this is the proof's in the pudding, like Isaac said, that people actually Trump has an effect on the economy. And I mean, I guess you could say that any president has an effect on the economy, but Trump seriously, you know, Trump, when he got elected, broke
Trump's
records on the stock market.
Is around the economy and fixing the economy.
Yeah, I think that the whole COVID thing, I'm hoping that it works. I mean, I feel like it will work out for him, seeing as though he is the president and he is a billionaire. He's going to have the best healthcare, round the clock, everything. So I have a feeling that things are going to work out for him. He's going to get healthy. But at the same time, I mean, there is that debt. I mean, he's 74 years old. So,
right.
You know, there's always that risk, especially with how old he is. And let's just hope that, you know, nothing happens. Like, and the crazy thing is this is the big disease that has affected the entire world. So I think that's why it's such a shocker to the American people, because of the fact that this is the disease that's kept, you know, everyone inside, that's kind of broken the economy, et cetera, et cetera. And now that the president has it, it's kind of like, you know, what do we do now? So
right.
That's all for this segment. So now a word from our sponsor. And we're back to end out episode 48 of the Midday Mumbles podcast. Only a few more episodes left of the season or the series,
yep.
Whichever one. So yeah, I hope everyone has a great and safe. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. I hope everyone watched the next debate. Watch the vice presidential debate.
Absolutely. It's very, very, very important to watch these things and be right. An informed person and be an informed voter.
I don't know if we'll be back next week, but we'll definitely be back the week after. We're trying to schedule these episodes so that we'll have enough to get to the election. Mm-hmm. So the only way, I mean, I guess just follow us on social media, my social media, or even the official Midday Mumbles social medias. And stay up to date, and we'll have a post whenever the latest episodes come out, and you can stay tuned for that. But yeah, I don't know if we'll have an episode next week, but maybe we will. But yeah, I guess that's all for today. I mean, do you have anything else to say?
I mean, we were hoping to do like 2/3 presidential debate, 1/3
right.
Trump has COVID, and it turned into like almost entirely presidential debate, and like, yep, Trump has COVID. So there you go.
One more thing. So Isaac actually had an idea to end out the Midday Mumbles podcast, and he was thinking the final episode could be a presidential election on the election night, and we do like a live stream on Facebook and YouTube, and the normal episode would come out. But if you guys want to see that, I guess let us know. I mean, yeah, I don't know how many people watch till the end, but this could be interesting.
Sure. I mean, if you want it and you want us to actually notice, or I mean, I guess we'll probably actually notice anyways, because we, you know, we're small, but, you know, shoot us an email at talkmumbles@gmail.com. Cause like
only a few episodes
left. I just want that email to be active. When we first got the email, we got like several people that emailed us, and I thought that was so hilarious and great, and I just so badly want to get another email through that.
I think it would be cool. Yeah, there was a delay, so I'm sorry if I looked weird on my face, but yeah, I'm like this for like 5 seconds. I'm like,
oh, I'm not even looking at your camera right now.
Oh, you're not?
No, I had it minimized. I was looking at Audacity trying to figure out our time.
But yeah, hey, if you guys did enjoy, don't forget to leave a like, subscribe, share this with your friends, your grandma, your whatever, your mom, your dad, whatever. And yeah, I guess
everyone.
We'll just see you. Yeah, we'll see you guys all in the next episode. But until then, stay safe. I've been Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And we're signing off.
See you later. Thank you.